Hello, and welcome back to Hindsight 2020, where even with disadvantage, you still come up 2020. Say goodbye, players.
Goodbye, players.
No.
Yes,
I. Jared won't.
I'm sorry to inform you that this episode 30 is the final episode of Hindsight we will ever have. Because by the end of this episode, one or more of you will come to an unexpected fate.
Schwitzing in a sauna?
A fate that will fracture the world in its current state. Whoa. And cause eternal darkness.
Wait, can it be me?
And now we're expecting it.
And also Sorry. April Fools.
Oh.
I forgot it's April 1st.
Yeah.
Right now.
I forgot that that's the day that it is right now.
You know, this is why the roleplay and imagination is lacking. We can't even pretend it's a different date than it currently is. I need time to record and edit. What do you want from me? But yes, we are back. We are in Isant, continuing on a new adventure as we are in the hometown of a couple of our characters. But before we jump into that, we need to get into this week's recipe, Sarah.
For our episode 30, we're making tea-infused egg custard tarts. Oh my gosh, melt in your mouth, delicious, and honestly, not very sweet. So if you're one of those people that prefers kind of a pastry for dessert, these are for you. You're gonna steep your tea in milk instead of water and then use that to make this luscious custard. You can also throw in any spices or herbs or floral bits that you like. Josh disagrees with me on this one, but honestly, put some lavender in there too. It's phenomenal.
I was just saying that it didn't sound good with apricot. Like, I don't know, apricot and lavender, it doesn't... I don't know, am I wrong?
We were talking about maybe putting like a dollop of jam on top. Honestly, try it. Do a lavender black tea infused custard tart and spread just a little bit of apricot jam on top. And then report back.
All right, thank you for that, Sarah. And without further ado, welcome back to Hindsight 2020.
Chicken dinosaur.
All right, so previously, the consultants Boko, Marion, and Ziggy took an old beat-up train piloted by a Harbeck Bronner to Isant. They arrived at the station central to Isant's business district, a district that is known to house the various artisan guilds within the city.
And business.
Mm-hmm. And business. Ziggy led them to his nearby workplace, the Gage Guild, to collect payment for the contract he previously completed nearly 2 weeks ago now in Perlin's Pier, and also to replace the sending stone that he had left behind with Audrey. While taking actions to replace the sending stone, the party met Erlich Jelens in person and discovered that he was not only a craftsman in his own right, but also a bacaw. This caused a little bit of tension between him and Boko, but otherwise Ziggy acquired 3 new sending stones that he distributed amongst the party members. Afterwards, they met a Triton woman named Riley operating the guild's central sending stone switchboard, where Ziggy used the match to his old sending stone to communicate with Audrey back in Perlin's Pier. Afterwards, Ziggy acquired his payment, and the party traveled to a bathhouse in a neighboring district. The bathhouse is known as the Whistling Kettle, where a tall, bony-cheeked sea elf in a plush, houndstooth-patterned robe with long, manicured, shell-like fingernails greeted Miriam emphatically, calling her Ame, and noting that it had been some time since they've crossed paths. And that is about where we are now. So, Ame, darling, it's been so long. What brings you around here? Tell me everything.
It's nice to see you again, Sara. It's been some time. I brought friends today.
Oh, delighted, enchanted. And she sticks her hand out to, you know, kiss style.
I peck it.
And Ziggy.
Gently.
I'm going to inspect the nails. How clean are they?
They're clean. They're like manicured and polished. Like, they're long shell. Like, they have, like, They're shell-like did. Appearance.
These
they are
nails.
They are done nails. Done did nails. Words.
These nails got did.
I will take her hand and pull it in. Hard to tell if it's for a kiss or not, and just examine the nails and then put it back.
Charmed.
We're actually here today as patrons.
Oh!
If that's fine. Mapo sent us directly in.
Oh, of course, of course. Well, you know, Mapo knows who I like to see, so...
Well, it's good to see you. It's been some time.
It really has. It really has. See, has it been a full year?
More, I reckon.
Jeez. My goodness. Well, it's so good to have you back.
Oh, thank you.
Can I interest you in, first off, what would you like? Are you here for the sauna? You want some of our little spa treatments? And she gestures to the clay mask that she is currently wearing. we also have different teas and other treats.
Well, you guys, I mean... It kind of depends what you're looking for. Maybe if you... We definitely want to get cleaned up, so probably a trip to the sauna.
I could use a bath.
Recommend any other treatments for us individually?
It depends on really how much you want to be pampered, admittedly. Because, of course, we have our different finger sandwiches, our egg tart, our egg custard tarts, things like that, as well as our teas. And then as far as services go, you can just do a nice little soak and steam, or we can do facials like so, again, gestures to her face, nails, and holds out her fingers as well. we have those individually or as a package, and then you can also just do a full body massage, so...
Ooh. Definitely a trip to the sauna and some of those egg custard tarts. Sound amazing.
Perfect. Lovely.
And nails.
Nails?
Oh, yeah. You want can to you work done? With these? Okay.
Oh, of course. Of course we can.
Okay. I want to, keep the claws. Just make them look a little.
We'll just polish them. Maybe file just a little so it's, we can make the point a little bit finer. A little, little straighter.
Ooh, excellent. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Really, yes, I'm up for that.
Booker gets plus one to claw attacks for a bit.
It's gonna suck when the nat one breaks the nails.
Yeah.
All right. So also, would you like to hear about our tea offerings for right now?
Absolutely.
Well, we have the Silver Jade, which is a jasmine-based tea. We also have White Petal, which is just a general white tea blend. We have our Dragon Scale, which is a green tea. It's kind of herby with a hint of chili spice to it. Our Golden Oolong, which is your fairly standard oolong, but we also have our Phoenix Oolong, which has our proprietary spice blend that truly warms you from within.
I'll go with that one.
Go with that one, the Phoenix Oolong.
Two,
all right.
Please.
Two with those, very good.
Do you have black tea?
Black tea? The oolong is a black tea. That is,
yeah, but it's oolong. I'll just have water, thanks.
Okay. All right. So, is this individual cups, or would you like to get a teapot for the two of you?
I'm up for sharing.
Yeah.
Teapot, right, please. And then, Ziggy, you can have a tiny little taste just to make sure you don't like it.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Very exciting times for everyone. Yes. Claps and, two women come up and, she kind of whispers to them. It's like, hey, this is just... one of them runs off and another, it's like, this way, please, to Boko.
Oh, okay.
She gestures to a little seat underneath this, awning pagoda, sort of.
Is there somewhere I could put my backpack? It's a bit muddy.
No, you just leave it wherever, we'll take care of you.
Okay. I'll just put it in a corner where I can see it still, just to be safe.
All right, so did I say it was a human? I don't even know what I said it was. So the woman's this way, please. It's takes you over, sets you on down, and starts working away on your finger claws.
Okay.
Just doing some nice filing. It's just working away.
Nice.
Anything in particular?
I'll just be making some idle chit-chat.
Okay. All right. So, what brings you to town here?
Adventuring, questing, you know, that kind of noble thing. Courageous stuff, mostly.
Courageous stuff, like what?
Oh, well, fighting things and train rides and, I don't know, just the regular stuff, I'm sure. Mm. What usually brings people here?
Well, we have a lot of stuff in our, like our, you know, the people like to see the guild halls and stuff because, like, we don't have a lot of, there are other places that don't have that same kind of, like, commercial center, that kind of work. Some people come to see our train system just because, like, you know, we're central to all of that. Like, if you want to get anywhere on the continent, you just, you know, you generally have to pass through Isant at some point. So, there's also... I'm sure there's some... I'll have to look to see what kind of shows are in the area, but there are a couple... Ooh. There's a nice tavern called Afternoon Delight in you know, it's kind of the other end of the district from here, but it's not too bad.
Okay.
Other clock, please.
Oh, here you go.
Okay. And she starts working on the other clock. did you want any colors, or...
Ooh, do you have red?
Red? Oh, I could do red. You like, want like a...
Like my comb.
Like your comb? Oh, yes, we can do that as well. Now, are you hoping to get the feet claws as well, or is this just a hand deal?
Sure, but they're probably extremely muddy. So.
My window, you know, I'll be right back. Okay. Wanders off and comes back with, like, essentially like a little trough for like a foot bath sort of thing. Just soak in here for a little bit.
I'll take off my little boots.
Figured out.
Fingered boots.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I hate that so much.
Gonna need you to draw me a picture of this, yes. Just because I just yes. What is, I can't even fathom that at the moment. After a little bit of time, you know, working away with the files, eventually the other woman comes back and she's carrying this nice, like, kind of short but wide ceramic teapot that has this really nice floral designs on it, and it's steaming profusely, and it's like something about the steam, it's like it almost has like a hint of like pink and yellow in it. Ooh. It almost looks like a brew is a happening there. But it has it's a spice blend. It just has a lovely just kind of a hint of spice, maybe hint like a little bit of cinnamon, maybe some cardamom in there, but there are definitely some scents that you're not able to quite so easily identify. But,
exotic.
You know, have these little small ceramic cups, no handles on them, just little cups that you can pour some tea into, and y'all can enjoy.
Mm. Is Ziggy still here?
Am I with Boko?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yes, I thought Ziggy and I were waiting for like a meanwhile
situation. Where y'all met Saura was a kind of like a large pavilion almost, with just like large columns on each corner and these kind of drape coverage. So she more or less gestured to like a chair on like the opposite side of the terrace, the platform. So no, she didn't like take you elsewhere at the moment.
Okay. I just have a question for Ziggy. A gesture to come over
what's
here.
What's up?
I'm just wondering, do you hate oolong tea because it's from the mountains and that's where the miners are from?
You know, I hadn't thought of that.
Okay, I just wanted to make
all
sure.
The people I dislike that drink it are miners, but
yeah,
I hadn't made that connection.
So, okay, so you're not offended that... If we drink one.
No, okay. I just don't
wanted
like
to
stuff.
Check. I just wanted to make sure.
I'm glad because it's really good.
Yeah.
Do you want to just try like a little sip? You don't have, I'm not forcing you. It's just, have you had it before?
I'll try.
Okay.
I think I've had it before. And I'll take a sip. What does it taste like?
Spicy.
Yeah, it's kind of an overwhelming hint of spice, just kind of like both in the nose and just on your tongue. And it has this warming quality to it that is, you know, similar to what happens when you drink like a warm beverage on a cold day, and you can like kind of feel it going down your esophagus and stuff. But it has this weird feeling where it's like after it goes down, the warmth emanates and lingers for a little bit longer before dissipating.
I immediately spit it out.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't like it.
Did you water? Get your water yet? Yeah, is sorry. Could we?
But of course.
Sorry, Ziggy.
Did we knock the water form? Sorry, ma'am. Wanders off. And in a few moments comes back, and it's like a, you know, similar kind of teapot design, but it is not piping hot. It is, she just pours out, you know, just water.
Thank you. It's much better.
So, tell me about yourselves. What's Ame, what's kept you away for so long?
Oh, I've just been traveling a little bit is all. But it's nice to be back in town.
Didn't realize you've been traveling for so long, May.
Yes. Yeah, you can call me Marion. That's fine. You don't have to call me Ame.
Oh. And I'm just going to be like gesturing wildly between your eyes and her eyes and be like, she knows?
Ame's it's
just a term of endearment, really. It's basically like calling someone grandmother. She used to come in here with her granddaughter Rosemary, very long time ago.
Only come with her, and so when you're with someone who's only calling you one name, then everyone kind of knows you as that.
Did you ever go by Granny M?
I did not, but, and that's, I guess, it. I did not, but I guess if you'd like to call me that, you may. It's the same thing as Ame, almost, calling me Granny M.
It's very polite of you.
So where'd you pick these two up? What,
Pearl and Spear, actually. Have you been to Pearl and Spear, Sarah?
God, no. I prefer to stay more into the city. There's a lot more I don't know, there's just a lot more amenities about here. There's a lot more style and fashion going on. She kind of like poses her arms out and lets the long sleeves of this like weird plush houndstooth apron just kind of robe. It's a patterned robe, not an apron. Just kind of drape and after some time, she does actually go through the process of having like the clay mask removed, and you can see more of, you know, she's pale blue skin sea elf, but she unwraps her, takes the towel wrap off of her head, and she just has kind of like this like gray beehive going on. and it just looks fabulous. Just fabulous all the time.
Where do you do your shopping?
Well, really just down the street, of course.
You're going to tell me you don't know exactly where that
Well, I is don't from? Stay in a lot of places a lot of times. Just because, you know, trends come and go all the time. I've done Marcel's quite a bit. There was a time where I hung more about the I like to wander off into the business district. I wander off into the business district there and spend a little more time at the Bard's Bar than the Afternoon Delight. But, I need to get up more.
I was wondering, Sarah, it's so hard to say that in that accent. I keep feeling I'm saying Sarah. S-A-U-R-A.
Yeah.
I need kind of a deep clean. I'm going to gesture at my feet, which have no shoes on. And there should be white fur, but it's a deep brown.
Which of the tubs would you recommend I just soak in for a bit? I'm not sure what potions you've included in each of them.
You know, I don't want to bother separating all of you because, you know, there's just so much that seems to be going on here. We'll bring the tub to you, don't worry.
Oh my goodness, what treatment. That's very kind.
And then like a little dwarven male, and then, you know, followed by Mapo, they come and they bring a nice big basin, big wide basin for you to use.
I bet Ziggy could make a tub with legs.
It's possible.
I could just walk over here
When I heard bathhouse, I assumed it was like you would walk to the bath, not the bath would walk to you.
But, I mean, it's pretty cool.
Well, if you wanted to walk to the bath, we do, like, these are some of our more, like, spa treatments. You can always just go soak in one of the steam craters over there.
What makes these fancier?
It's that we provide a service by getting you to soak, and then we clean and file, and otherwise
the steam craters are more public places, but you get your own bath like this. So it's a little
bit of
special
privacy, if you will.
Yes.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been in the public baths before. I just didn't know this was even offered, so I'm very curious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, when you're old friends with me, you get a few perks.
I'm trying to figure out how much of my clothing I'm removing, basically, right now. I think I'm going to...
Do you have... Sarah, could we have some robes?
Oh, of course. I'm so sorry.
No, thank you for everything.
She points to, you know, just a little bit, you know, off the side, not too far away, but there's a winding path kind of off to the right from where you've all been sitting. And it's just a nice little, you know, just a bunch of little stone paths with, you know, greenery, different like purple and red flowers sticking around, some wide leafed bushes. But you can see at the end of the path, there is some form of wooden structure. And, she's like, oh, you just go down there. We get you there a place. Actually, if you wanted to take your bag there, that would be a good place to take that.
Okay.
Or we could take it there for you, of course.
I could take your backpack, Boko.
That'd be great.
I'm going to go get in a robe.
Then, yes, that if you were interested in changing, that would be the best location to do so. If y'all are comfortable with each other, myself, Mapo, and the others can step out, and we'll just close the curtains on this whole terrace. Okay. But that's really... interpersonal comfort between y'all. I don't.
Before I head to get into a robe, I'm going to say, Boko's from Bird Rock, actually. I just thought you might enjoy hearing about it. I'll be right back. And I'll pick up Boko's backpack.
And I'm going to immediately start changing into a robe right here.
Bird Rock, so interesting. It has been some time since I've been out that way. It's a very, very long time. There was a small seafaring time before I got all settled, you see. But, yeah, so...
Aren't you from the sea? Would I recognize
technically,
that?
Yes. I mean, I think, especially having been near sources of water and, you know, growing up on boats like that, it wouldn't be uncommon to see... creature like sea elves and tritons occasionally being, you know, some of the saline folk that would come across the island system.
That was my assumption.
Yes, good assumption. So actually what happened here, you know how, so up here in the mountains near Mount Munt here, there's the Storland Basin. Well, and then, you know, now from the Storland Basin, we have all the tributaries and rivers that flow on down eastward, kind of south, southeast as well, towards the edge of the continent. Well, more or less that prior to the forming of this continent, the Storland Basin was just part of the ocean. After whatever geographic shifting that occurred, causing... Dinan to raise up out of the sea, well, it made land, which was interesting, but it also separated my ancestral clan from the ocean as a whole. So most of my ancestry is actually from civilizations that came up around the Storland Basin.
That is very cool. How long ago would that have been?
With thousands of years at this point, I'm sure.
Okay. You don't know anyone who remembers that. Okay. I don't. So I thought maybe.
Yes. The generations are a bit longer, but it's thousands and thousands of years. We're talking before we even really, we're talking the world being just a ball of ocean and then continents.
Yeah, okay.
Forming from various volcanic activity, geographical shifts, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm.
Back when people were mostly just fish with legs.
More or less, hence sea elves, yes, of course. Yeah. But that is, at least that's the story from my ancestry. Mm-hmm. But, ancient words, ancient texts, who knows for sure. But it's a fun little tale, either way.
Yeah.
I'm going to take our stuff and go to where I know I used to clean patrons' things and try and do it myself without asking anyone to do it and then return in a robe. Yeah, so it might take extra time.
So you head off that way. As you're approaching the structure, you almost get hit by this, the outward swinging door of the showers, and he's like, "Ow, I'm so sorry." And there's a little squat dwarf in a towel, just like, I didn't mean to. I'm just trying to get to
me.
Sorry, I should watch where I'm going. And he passes you and continues on towards the steam craters. But otherwise, you can do what you wish to do. Anything that you two are doing in the meantime, by this point in time, the woman who is working on your claws has started kind of cleaning off and starting to work on the nails of your left foot. It is due to the filth and the adventuring, it is a bit of a longer process than the finger claws.
There might be some shambling mound in there.
And yeah, there's definitely oh man, let's deal with corns and bunions, and it's just a whole thing. But anything y'all want to do in the, you have the space to speak, basically.
I don't know. Is there an extra robe for me?
There'll be a whole stack of robes and a little cubby near a bunch of the lounging chairs.
Ziggy, can you throw me one of those robes?
Sure, and I'll start looking. Do they have any children's robes?
They have smaller robes simply because they don't necessarily expect children to come in and do the spa services, but there are several smaller species that exist you can find a rather small robe, still maybe a little too big for Boko, but it'll work well enough.
I'll grab that and I'll bring it over. This is the only children's robe I could find.
Thank you. I'm going to tie the arms together and then slip it over my neck and wear it on the front like a Snuggie and sneak my cape out from underneath. This thing needs a wash. And I'll just put it next to me for now.
And Sarah, so sorry, we don't have laundry service here.
That's okay. I'll deal with it later.
I'll take that elsewhere.
So you mentioned you've traveled to Bird Rock. How much else of the world have you seen?
Oh, a little bit here, a little bit there. I've definitely more northern, eastern sort of thing. As you get west towards Daxel, you start to go south. Once you get over the mountain ranges, it's mostly desert. And my skin gets all cracked, my elbows get ashy. It's just, no, not for me.
I hate sand.
Not for me, yes. It's coarse and irritating. I can't stand it.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. But yes, some of the jungles are nice. Moten Moor is pretty if you're into swamp, marsh sort of thing. I like my water a little more open.
What made you choose to settle in Isant, of all places, if you've done that much?
Well, I
I'm getting up in my years, for one. You know, there's at a certain point, youthful vigor starts to wane, and you just you just need to settle down in some sense. Mm-hmm. And I've always liked the... It's both, I really do love the city. There are some who love the outdoors and the hills and the forests and the mountains. And they were nice for a time. But I'm honestly kind of over it now. I just give me a steam bath and I'm so content.
Hard to come by those in the mountains.
I think it's just age and time, and there's always that part of me that just feels with the proximity to the Storland Basin. It's not too far from my ancestral home, and but it's also like, my parents weren't dropping in every other week, you know, so...
Are they still around?
Oh, they're... The last letter I got, it's been a couple months, but, they're getting... They're slowing, for sure. We, elves live a bit, but time gets us nonetheless.
I have always wondered this. When do elves retire?
Well, usually when we're just, you know, starting to fall apart. There are some, but also...
So it's the same for all species.
Yeah, same for all species. So it's, you know, a few hundred years, but also the work does change as you get older. The there's a bit more of a of appreciation for, like, art and culture and such that's... Well, I was never much into manual labor, but certainly not now.
And how do you know Marion?
Oh, I thought I did not say.
Was it just that she would visit often, or?
Yeah, she and her granddaughter Rosemary would come in from time to time. I knew Rosemary because she was in the orphanage, the Sanctuary of Lady Istra. Every few weeks, I'd provide a space for the children to come in and take baths and so on and so forth. A little bit of, you know, just a little bit of a charity service for those who are less fortunate. So, I knew Rosemary. Rosemary stayed there. I'm not actually sure. I don't know exactly what the circumstances were that Ame could not care for Rosemary herself, but it seemed that perhaps she and Mama were old friends. Mama's the matron of the orphanage. Mm. So I might have been a personal favor. I'm actually not sure. I like to get in people's business, but not too much of their personal business. Mm. You know, it can be a little touchy in certain areas.
So you don't know Marion's immediate children?
No. I don't.
Okay.
Do you get to know all of your customers that well?
Well, no. It was, so there was a time where one of the first times I met Ame and Rosemary, and whenever you feel is a decent time for you to have come back, you're free to do so.
However long it would take me to clean this stuff. I mean, how dirty is our crap?
If we get
dirty,
to a point where you need me to shut up, to soak. Just come on in.
Just shove our backpacks in a tub of water. I'll start making my way back.
Okay. Well, Ame and Rosemary were, like, it was the funniest grandmother-granddaughter pair I've ever seen. Just absolute scamps. They would, they tried to hustle me for free services once, and it didn't work. I caught them, but impressive. I liked their moxie. So for a while there was like, they effectively worked here part-time in exchange for service.
Oh. That sounds like Marion.
Are you telling tales?
Mm-hmm. Never. Me?
She called you a scamp.
Well, if the...
Of course not.
The description fits.
Yeah, I agree. No offense. I mean, I think that's a good thing.
That's a compliment.
Okay.
Is the tub, like, bubbly? Because honestly, I'll just remove my robe and, like, hop into the tub.
The tub is... were you looking for... Oh, sorry, were you...
The one they brought.
Like, a foot tub.
Oh,
that's
no.
what I thought
God,
it was.
Everything makes more sense. I was on board with you guys. Mm-hmm. Or was I not? And the big tub.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clawed foot walking itself.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Type of tub.
I'm sorry. I meant like
we'll
a...
We'll have
like
to get
a,
them one of
we're
those.
We're going to get...
I meant for it to be like a wide basin similar to what Spoko had her feet
in. Because I mentioned the feet.
Yeah.
No, I want... I want to go to one of the craters.
Okay.
Well, now it's disrespectful. We've got the foot. I'll sit in the foot tub for a bit. Soak those dirty feet for a bit before I head to a crater.
Keep the crater clean.
Is this the largest exactly. private tub you have?
Well, we usually, we don't really have full body tubs. We just, you know, some smaller basins for the manicure. You see, you know, kind of gestures over to where Boko's sitting because there's both a small and a larger basin. That's more or less what we keep for our individual services. Anything like larger, I don't know, just go to the craters.
Maybe we can find a crater just the three of us.
Sounds good.
Maybe once it's past post-work time.
So what happened to Rosemary?
Oh, were you telling them about Rosemary?
Well, of course, they were wondering how I knew you, and so of course I had to talk about you and Rosemary.
I was never in here
how...
without her,
yes,
so that's certain. I haven't seen her in a long time now, so I don't know. I haven't been able to post any letters to her, but I like to write to her from time to time, and maybe I'll talk to Mama about her after we go there. Once I'm cleaned up, so Mom doesn't have to see me in such a state.
Maybe this is a silly question now, but Mama isn't your mom, correct?
She raised me.
Oh.
So, I like to think of her as Mama, but yes, there are many, a child and probably adult like myself, who call her Mama still.
Oh.
To this day.
Okay, I thought I was wrong, but then I guess I was right.
How old is Mama?
Yeah, well...
I've never asked her. But really, none of us know how old we are.
Hmm. When you
I
think
don't know
about
how
it.
Old I am. Oh, sure, yes, that too. I was thinking anyone at the... might not. Many of us, maybe. I don't know how old I am, necessarily. Mom's probably up there in years now. I haven't seen her in a bit, though. It's one reason I'm eager to finally see her again.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Well, I think I'll look at my feet. I'm about ready for a crater.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Are your nails dry, Boko? Did you have any polish put on them?
The top ones, yes.
They look so good.
Thank you.
Kind of looks like blood. Is that what you were going for?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, it looks so good, Boko. So right up your alley.
She's still working away on your right foot. She switched on over. The left one's looking pretty good.
Okay, we can go find
it'll be pretty
an empty.
Soon. It'll be pretty soon.
Empty crater.
Okay.
Are there like little treatment bottles or anything we could like dump in to the...
Bubble bath.
So there is like... They're essentially steam vents, like in cracks in the crater that are letting it steam. So there's definitely like a kind of already an effervescent kind of feel to it. And that kind of effervescence along with the steam, that's actually, as you're approaching these craters, you understand that this is where that kind of whistling sensation is coming from that y'all heard upon approach. There are certainly like different bottles for like oils and lotions and different various like beauty products and skin treatments. Not really anything in the bubble bath area because that feels like that would get out of hand a little too fast.
Real fast. I'm trying to give it like a sense of modesty or like the ability to be modest if you so choose. Or I'm like, the listener, don't be concerned about the image in your head. It's not... I'm going to go to the nearest empty crater.
Two of us are already covered.
Yeah. I'm going to take off my robe and hop into the nearest crater and maybe put a little oil in it.
All right. Sounds good. This is nice, kind of like lavender.
Oh, and undo my braid finally.
Oh, yeah.
Undo my braid. And a few sticks kind of fall out.
How busy is this area?
It wasn't terribly busy when y'all arrived, but it is getting more into like evening, potentially post work hours. And so that is bringing a little more traffic. But it is still, I think it's, if my calendar is correct, it's effectively like Tuesday. So it's still fairly early in the week. So
they don't do cheap night on Tuesday or something.
Lighter traffic than you'd expect.
Treatment
more
Tuesday.
Towards the end of the week, you know, when people are like really trying to rejuvenate and refresh. There are pockets of crowds, but there is the ability to find like a little, you know, semi-private space amongst yourselves, and you know, give it another 3 or 4 minutes, and Boca's all finished up with her toenails and ready to go.
Nice,
Boca, over here.
Oh, okay.
And I'll also take off my robe and jump in the bath.
Cannonball.
One thing you will notice is my body is just covered in tiny scars and cuts all over. They all look more or less healed, but not necessarily the cleanest. Just little scars all over.
Oh, Zig.
This feels great.
I don't mean to...
Poco. Get in.
And fling off my robe. Cannonball in.
Do you float?
Yeah, it's like not a full on cannonball. It's like there's resistance where you bounce up and then sink.
I gotta really work the water into my feathers if I wanna sink. Can I touch the ground in here?
I mean, not like in the center of it. It is. Yeah, there are places that are like human knee height and like human waist height. So but it's like they have like within the crater itself, you can see that they've kind of like effectively carved benches out of the walls the craters themselves to
fabulous.
Allow for lounging opportunities.
I'll stand on one of those.
Sounds good.
Oh, this feels so good. I haven't bathed in warm water in a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a treat.
Yeah.
Did you have these kind of hot springs on Bird Island?
I don't think hot springs. We would bathe. Mostly dust baths, though. It's just easier. Well, less drying to be had. You know?
I wonder if they have any dust baths in the city.
Good question. Maybe. If there's a cause around. Or maybe they all just embrace the water, because it's very relaxing.
It is kind of a melting pot here. There are quite a few species about. I'm trying to think of what kinds I saw on the road that I'd never met before. I think I'd seen bacaws growing up here, but now I'm wondering if you're the first one I've actually really met.
Well, I mean, there's a difference between meeting somebody and seeing
them from
afar in
the
distance.
Right. Yeah.
Because I've seen tons of types of people getting on and off of boats, but I mean,
you're certainly my first friend, bacaw.
Well, you're my first friends that aren't bacaw.
That's a good save.
Actually,
it's an honor. Ziggy, I don't want to pry, but your the cuts are a little concerning. They don't. Are you okay? Okay?
Yeah.
Is that typical?
Oh, these are old. Work is great.
They're not from work.
Not so much. More the learning to work.
Oh.
Did you fall in a blender?
No. It might make more sense once you see the junkyard, but just like working with metal as a kid, you make a lot of mistakes.
Ooh, a lot by the looks. No offense.
No, it doesn't look bad. It's maybe concerning, but nothing in terms of opinion of appearance.
Right.
That's nothing to do with it.
I think they look tough.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, if I didn't know you, I'd think you were a tough guy.
Thank you. Wait.
Wink. I'm just messing with you.
I want to make sure I get my hair wet and try and get, like, knots out with whatever the closest, like, treatment is.
Yeah, they have
evict the spiders. Like, and
yes. Yeah. You want one, Poku?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll throw it.
It's pretty easy to, like, you know, like, flag down an attendant. They're kind of, like, generally walking around offering towels and other sorts of things. It's kind of like a tray of treatments and oils and stuff like that. But they also have, like, what's effectively cotton balls, fantasy cotton balls. I don't know what material that would be, but stuff like that, as well as, like, combs and brushes that you can
Ooh, yes. Use. I'll take, like, a wide-toothed comb. Okay. I want to eat the cotton balls like an elf, but just start brushing my hair, combing my hair.
I'll take a wide-toothed comb as well and use it to preen some of the trickier bits.
I never realized your hair was so long.
Yeah, I keep it in a French braid most of the time just because...
Are you French?
It gets in the way. What does that mean? That word that I just said. I keep it in a tight braid most of the time. Like one big one down my back.
It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I think you can finally see. It's supposed to be white. But it hasn't looked that color in some time.
I think the same could be said for much of me, actually. I haven't been the same since I got swallowed by that dirt pile.
And a, like a riverside wash is not the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't do the job.
Doesn't
not
get
all jobs.
To the roots.
No.
Yeah.
No. Did you ever come here? Oh, you said you might
occasionally,
have.
Occasionally, as a treat.
Do you have like Gage Guild
discount?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Do you expense it for work?
I should probably check. Mm. There's a bunch of stuff when I signed up with the guild that was like discounts here, priority treatment there.
He hates paperwork.
Honestly,
remember?
I didn't read most of it.
Yeah. That checks out.
What about like team building events? Like soak and socials?
No soak and socials. We have done team building events. There was the egging of the Miners Guild.
Oh, that's
that was
fun.
A good one. Gone out for drinks, all the classic stuff like that.
Soccer teams.
We did an escape room once. Realized later that it wasn't supposed to be an event. That was, in fact, the Miners Guild pranking us and trying to trap us.
Oh, but
we got out.
They pulled the wrong prank.
And then there is just the yearly competition that happens across town between the guilds.
When is that?
Oh, honestly, it quite a ways away. Months.
Oh. Mm. We'll make sure we come back for that.
Yeah. I want to
definitely
see that.
We'll have to come back for that.
Are you allowed to do sabotage?
I can't say that it's strictly prohibited, but it's pretty controlled where it's okay. All the guilds kind of send their representatives for the different events, and it really is a pride thing.
Okay. So maybe we'll just boo the miners then.
That tends to be pretty
also
effective.
Maybe sabotage.
Maybe just a tiny bit of
tiny
sabotage.
Tiny bit of sabotage. What you don't know, you don't know.
Staple some banana peels to their shoes.
Yes. Yes.
That's a classic prank.
I don't know if I see the Gage Guild drinking. I wish I'd chosen a different word. What taverns did you... I used to go to the Afternoon Delight a lot when I was in town.
Yeah, I mean, there's a break room in a couple places in the guild where most of the drinking happens. And then I think it was the Bard's Bar is where folks would sometimes head. But honestly, most of it happened at the guild.
Okay. I've been to the Bard's Bar before. That is a place.
Yes.
It's a little more rough and tumble than the Afternoon Delight, I guess.
Never been there, so wouldn't know.
Oh, it's not quite as frilly as it sounds, but it's a little less chaotic,
I suppose, than the Bard's Bar, from my limited experience of the Bard's Bar.
I meant to ask, actually, what is y'all's plans for tonight?
I'm hoping to see Mama as soon as I can, after I get cleaned up, but I am about done here.
At her age, would she be going to sleep about now?
No, definitely not. She has too many responsibilities. I don't know if she's slowed down. She should, but she hasn't from the time I've known her. So she'll be up until all the kids are down. And that's basically never.
How far away is Mama's place from here?
Oh, it's not too far.
Yeah, you are going to have to go kind of southwest from here.
It's southwest from here.
2 days' journey or so?
Just
or?
A couple clicks.
No,
it's in more of the lower class part of town, to be frank with you. Kind of on the outskirts, but I like to think of it as we're a bit out of the way of the bustle of this busy part of the city.
But it's still in the districts where people live.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, you're both welcome to join me tonight if you wanted to meet Mom. And again, Boko, you can stay with us if you'd like to, but there's no pressure.
That would be nice. I've never had to find a place in a city this big. I think Perlin's Pier was the biggest. Grunheim was, you know, up there. But it's big here, so it would be nice to not have to find a tavern and maybe get lost.
Sure, and I don't want to spoil your sense of adventure at all.
Oh, no. Not at all. I mean, it's all new, so what's there to spoil?
Touché! That's a French word. Meaning touch. I think I'll go dry off and start putting on I tried to clean some stuff, but it's kind of dirtier clothes. But you know, the base is clean and that feels better.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mama's going to be fine. She's not going to be upset with my clothing. You think, right?
I don't think so.
Right.
Cause we washed him in the river, sort of.
I've never really talked with Mama, but I always thought she was a bit more judgmental. Was I wrong?
Ziggy throwing off Marion's nerves completely.
You think so? You haven't met her?
No, I mean, I grew up in the kind of industrial area, but I remember hanging out with some of the kids and they'd always complain, but I never knew if it was their kids' opinion or if it was actually Mama.
You know kids from the sanctuary? Like, growing up you did?
A couple, but only from time to time. Like, never regularly.
Oh, okay. Mama's the best. She truly is. But she's a disciplinarian. She's a teacher. She's a mother. Mm-hmm. It's all wrapped into one.
She's under-rested.
She's definitely under-rested. Probably underfed.
Oh, no.
And constantly...
Should we pick up snacks on the way?
Yeah. Well, that's very thoughtful. Yes, let's do that. We can surprise her with something.
If we pick up snacks, do we need to get them for everybody?
No. Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Mama only snacks.
And Marion would know that there are quite snacky options available right here at this bar.
Yes. Oh, true.
It's the egg custard tarts.
Excuse me. Can we get some egg custard tarts and that other thing the DM said before that I didn't write down?
The finger custard tarts and the finger sandwiches?
Finger sandwiches.
Yeah. Can
are those French?
What?
I'm just gonna say sure. I'm kinda new around here.
What does this person look like?
He's got a kind of a long narrow face and his teeth are very forward. He's got freckles all over and kinda like straw hair.
Okay.
Human.
Human.
Yeah, he's okay. Just kinda okay. He's a younger human kind of person.
It's just it's a
Is there someone involving food that kind of sounds like that?
Yeah, I'm trying to do more of all
No, you sound sorry, sir. Yeah. I was. Yeah. I heard you, and okay. But now that I'm looking at you.
Yeah, okay.
Just reminded me of someone.
Yeah. I can just get you some finger sandwiches?
Yeah, to go, please.
To go, okay. Then you want a custard tart?
Yes, please. Okay.
And he scampers away, kind of blushing a little bit. After a little bit of time, he comes back and it's like a little bundle. It's kind of paper wrapped with some twine on it, kind of multi layers to it, of a custard tarts as well as some finger sandwiches. Some it kind of looks like some that are just kind of like looks like some kind of cream spread like cucumber on it. There's another one that has like bits of like strawberry and orange on it, and then like kind of a more savory meaty one that Marion is pretty sure is chicken, but she wouldn't tell Boko that.
Well, these look good. Delicious.
Yeah, I saw you with Sarah earlier, I don't know what kind of discount she's getting. You'll have to talk. I added it to your tab. Sorry, I'm new.
Thank you.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay.
I didn't know we had a tab going.
Makes sense.
Scampers off.
We're still in the water.
I've started drying off.
Oh, right. Okay.
How do we
in the process?
Yeah, I'll hop out.
Oh, we just have to go to the front or to Sarak and. Can close us out.
I need to write her name down.
I mean, if we think we'll be back before we leave Isant,
How late are they open here?
They're open pretty late.
Probably 10 p.m. ish. A little bit, like midnight on the weekends. But we're in the kind of moving into the 7 ish time frame.
I think I'll go close out my tab now, just in case I don't make it back. Something happens.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I can pitch in.
Oh, sure.
Go have these.
Sarah?
Yes?
We are ready to close out.
Oh, well, okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry we didn't get to chat a little bit more.
No, I'm
but
so sorry. I'm hoping I can visit again.
It's totally fine. I understand. I've been running around being too busy. At this point, though, she's, I've been busy, blah, blah, blah. As y'all approach the pagoda where you had seen her initially, she's just like full on a massage table at this point in time. She's like, oh, it's so busy, you get distracted by things.
Exactly.
It's fine. But a little bit of discount, so I'll give it to 50%. So just six gold pieces, just pay Mepo at the front.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
That'd be good. That's good. That's a good spot.
Okay, thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, get out of your way. You're so busy.
The knots in the shoulders, they really build up from the stress. I'm going to wander off. Mapo's there at the front. Got a nice dark robe on, and her horns are nicely polished.
Thanks for everything, Mapo.
You're welcome. It was good to...
I don't know what voice I did there.
You're welcome. It was good to see you.
It was good to see you, too.
Very good to see you. Here's your tab.
Thank you. Yes, here. Okay.
I'll give 3.
Okay.
All right.
Gold, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll give the other 3. I'll give 4. What am I doing?
Oh. Okay. A tip.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, maybe we'll be seeing you later.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
Bye.
Good to see familiar faces.
It's nice meeting you. You're very tall.
Bye. Meet you. She just kind of gives a little bit, a little bit of a bow, a little bit of a nod to each one of you as you go to leave.
As we step outside, I'm just going to look down at my dirty, unpainted nails and be like, maybe next time.
All right. So y'all can head off. Marion leading the way towards the, took me southwest into the more, a little bit more of a residential district, kind of again going through different, kind of zigzagging through alleys and back roads until you come upon a hewn wooden structure that has pointed roofs and arched doorways.
It's a little, feels a bit Nordic in nature, above table. Don't you get me on that, Ziggy. So, you know, it has that kind of like almost triangular structure to it, but the like the doorways themselves are just like a full-on circular arch. It has a bit of a hodgepodge of annexes and wings, though. They seem to be made up of different types of wood, siding, and shingles. It kind of seems like there's no rhyme or reason to the architecture itself, beyond that the main central structure that has that that pointed roof. Marion would know that generally the as funding or supplies were provided to the orphanage, little by little, they use those materials to kind of expand the structure little by little over time, which kind of results in this hodgepodge of a structure. At this time, with it starting to get dark, you could see all lights from within. Yeah, and there's like a little courtyard with a statue of a woman in kind of a long robe that's kind of also wrapped in vine.
Oh.
Like the structure, sorry. The image, the woman, like the robes itself, there's like vines wrapping around her.
Into the sculpture.
In the sculpture, yes. Oh. There we go. I had to make sure it was...
Interesting.
There may be some vines on the statue itself, but it's like it is also part of the structure.
I'll put away the thing that lets us talk to plants.
The stick.
Are you looking at the... That's Lady Istra.
Oh.
The statue of Lady Istra. This is the sanctuary of Lady Istra.
That's here. Not the same lady that was in Grunheim, right?
No. That's the one, if Huntress. You remember that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't remember her other name.
We did, Boko and I think we did pray together to Lady Istra for a second there.
Mm-hmm. She helped us out, right?
Yeah, I'm going to look at the statue and say thank you for protecting us. And I'll knock on
a bit of warmth fills you on the inside.
Oh.
What did she do?
Protected us. Remember the toads?
Oh, that was
and the shambling.
That was Estra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she helped us find, you know, our way.
Our way.
I'm gonna pull out one of my small wrenches and salute with my wrench.
Gage Guild.
You also feel a little bit of a warm glow fill your sternum.
I'll knock on the front door.
All right. Little rat-tat-tat. You can kind of hear, like, noises from inside. It sounds like it's that... It has that vibe of, like, children unwilling to go to bed. Like, there's the few... There's, like, a sporadic running around from time to time. And then it's, like, and you can hear, you know, what sounds like adult voices being like, shh, come on. You know, it's getting quiet, stuff like that. But eventually, after a few moments... The door swings inward, and there is a short, kind of stout hill dwarf whose hair has a hint of gold, but it's predominantly white. She has long, intricate braids, the kind of length that you can only get from years and years of age and wisdom. She has these deep-set wrinkles, but they're joyful wrinkles. They're like, you know, the smile lines, not the frowning lines.
Mm-hmm.
She has kind of smattered sunspots all over her skin. And Marion would know that this is a woman who has worked long and loved hard to keep this orphanage going. And she looks up at you. It's like, Rosmer. No. And she pulls you in close and looks right in your eyes. It's like, you're not Rosemary, are you?
Hi, Mama.
You're Marion.
I'm going to give her a big hug.
She just, like, wraps her arm kind of like more or less around your thighs with your, you know, tall herring on.
Bend down. Like, even if her head's in my stomach, I'll bend down and like, hug her tight.
So good to see a child. What's spend some time, yeah?
I'm sorry, I haven't been back.
It's all right.
No, it's so good to see you.
No, please, come in.
I brought friends, actually. Nice. These are friends
Hi,
of mine.
We've heard all about you.
It's all good to meet you.
This is Boko.
Boko?
She's from Bird Rock.
Bird Rock.
If you can believe it. Very and this nice. Is Ziggy. He's Ziggy, part of the Gage right. Guild in town, and he works on trains. And Boko's adventuring.
I do a big fancy bow.
It's such a delight to see you all. Oh, my goodness. Well, come in. And she kind of, like, ushers y'all in. You can see, like, this main kind of, like, foyer that y'all have entered in. It's fairly sparse, but you can see off to one side there is kind of a large open, like, a large part of this, the long triangular structure is just, like, what looks like a mess hall. But she kind of gestures you off into a little room off to the side just prior to that, where there is this warm, glowing fireplace, kind of, you know, like a hodgepodge of stone slammed together, just enough to keep the fumes going up, the smoke going up and out of the building, with some pretty simple wooden chairs. There's one that has like kind of a faded like purple velvet cushion on just the seat, but otherwise it's, you know, it's very, very sparse, but she... Nevertheless, like, take a seat. It's all good. So good to have you here. Tell me everything. Where have you been?
Oh my gosh. Everywhere. We've together come from Perlin's Pier. That's actually where we met. I feel bad. I know it's bedtime. Do you need help wrangling any kids before we can visit for a bit?
I'll just leave Father Lorden to do that one.
Okay. Are you sure?
I've had to deal with it plenty on my own. It's about time for him.
That sounds good to me. Right, so. We met just maybe 2 weeks ago. Well, we were in the Fae Realm for a little bit, so I'm not sure what time.
We lost a couple days,
but there was a dragon in Perlin Town, and then there was a train ride.
Just a baby one.
I went on a train and Ziggy helped with all, and then I went on another train, and then and we fought a dryad and a hag, and they were the same person, and we saved some people, Mama, and I prayed to Lady Istra. It mixed in there a little bit. I wanted to tell you, she sent us a frog, and led us
to get us out of the woods.
And it's been, well, I know I should have come back sooner, and I'm sorry.
There's nothing to apologize for. And basically, like, the entire time you're telling that story, she's just, like, smiling and nodding, like, just full-on focus, and just kind of that loving glow that some, you know, like a parent with a child that's just talking at them repeatedly.
Or maybe a check.
Go for it.
She seems too happy. 22?
22? Genuinely cheerful, for sure.
I will relax a little more in my chair.
We always were one for a bit of adventure, but I see it hasn't stopped now, has it?
Yeah, this has been so different this time. I'm kind of more openly using those talents.
Ah.
Instead of hiding them quite as much.
Sounds about right, huh?
I think maybe they're actually a gift, and I can see that the three of us, and you included, Mama, are all gifted in different ways, and it's very neat.
That we are. Praise Lady Istra, that we are. How is this different, I suppose?
Well, I used to hide it and use it for my own benefit, I guess. And I'm starting to use it I used to use it to mess with people, but I've done a little bit of that, but I'm finally using it to help people.
She rescued two ladies who were stuck in trees for probably 200 years.
We all did that. And I would have died multiple times without Boko and Ziggy.
Same, without you guys.
So it sounds to me like you've found the joy of helping others, yeah?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe finally.
Well,
I know I was terrible growing
that.
Up, Mama. I know. I'm sorry. I was exploring my talents, I guess. A little too much.
That you are. But you know, there's a young boy here who also has a bit of your special talents.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I would like to meet him sometime.
Sometime for sure. He might be, and she kind of like looks, you know, out the doorway, past into the mess hall sort of thing. She's like, yeah, you see the one that Father Lorden's tracking, you know, fetching on down there.
Oh, yes.
And it's a, there's a young Herringon child with just like a kind of, you know, chocolate milk brown fur, just running away from this bald mustached older gnome guy wearing just like drab brown robes and sandals, just kind of chasing him down and be like, oh, I got a bed.
Now, when we say Marion's special talents, are we talking about the fire or the ability to change your face and
they've
size?
Seen me change myself.
How they? That's an interesting one.
It really came in handy, let me tell you.
It has come in handy, Mama.
Yeah, there are similar talents, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Both.
Hmm? Oh, no. He doesn't really do the fire thing, no.
Okay.
We could have
that
fun.
Would be
I mean, I could make
a
it
lot
appropriate.
To deal with.
I could appropriately show him the benefits of being able to do such a thing, not just to mess with people.
Maybe wait a couple years. Mm-hmm. Kids with fire powers feels like just putting a lot on Mama's plate.
Trust me, it was. And it was a disaster.
I mean, you turned out all right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I think we
Some
can all agree.
Some people may disagree.
Oh.
I look at Mama.
No disagreements here.
Mama, you thought I was Rosemary?
That's just, yeah, you're the spitting image of her, you know? And she's all grown up now, so.
You've I seen just, Rosemary?
I saw her a few years back.
A few years.
Yes. But she's,
like the last time you saw me?
I saw her a couple times after that. She didn't stay in the orphanage long after her, I mean this genuinely, not pointedly, Marion, but, she... Without having her best friend about, she didn't really feel like she belonged here any longer. So she went off to make something of herself. Every couple months I'll get a letter from her. I'm not really sure where she is right now. I know she's definitely spent some time going out west. I think she was in Dexhol for a bit. I know she also took the train south for some time off towards the desert there. But, yeah, every now and then she's very vague about where she's been. But she seems to, she's still trying to figure herself out, but I think she'll be all right.
You said best friend is... Marion, is Rosemary your friend or grandkid, or what's going on?
We're not related by blood. She was my best friend. I was not aware that she was alive, Mama.
Yeah, she, that wasn't something I wanted to... I kept going back and forth about telling it in letters, but... Well, she, she'd kept to herself a bit more. And, you know, most children, once they leave the orphanage, I try to allow their privacy to be their privacy if they decide to contact me. But having you here now and you haven't asked specifically, I figured I should tell you.
How long ago did you go on your own, Marion?
It's been a few years now.
Why did you leave?
You know, when bad stuff happens, and there's maybe bad blood, and look, I was running from stuff I didn't want to face, I guess, so I left. And I tried not to be found, but the past few weeks, I wrote to you sometimes, Mama. I didn't know I had to ask you in order for you to tell me that Rosemary was alive. I didn't.
Did you think she was?
This whole time I thought she was dead, yes.
Well, where would she be?
There was an accident. There was a fire.
Here?
Yes.
Before you left?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, Mama, I've come to face my fears, I suppose. You do not have to tell me where Rosemary is, but if I left contact information with you, would you pass that on the next time she reaches out to you?
I would pass those on, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm sorry. I feel like I came on a little bit strong towards you. That was a lot of information.
All right. It's a difficult choice to make sometimes. When I first heard from you after you left, it had been some time, and I knew you were in the process of healing, and at that, it was just poor decisions on my part.
No, you did nothing wrong. No, you did nothing wrong. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at a lot of things, including myself, but I'm not mad at you, Mama. I'm thrilled to see you. I'm thrilled to be here.
It is good to see you.
And catch up. There's so much you need to update me on.
We brought food.
Mm-hmm. We did!
Oh, what kind of...
I think it was Ziggy's idea.
It was
the
Whistling Kettle.
Ah, so you met Sarah, did you?
Mm-hmm.
So, what'd you think?
You know, she's very busy.
Very busy.
So busy. Busy lady.
I'm sure she was.
I know it's late, Mama. Do you have spaces available so Boko and I can stay here while we're in town? Would that be okay?
Possibly put some just like bedding on the floor.
No, nothing fancy. I can even just, I know where the sheets are. I can grab them and set us up in whatever room or space is available.
Of course.
We're all clean now, so yes. We won't get anything dirty.
Yes.
You don't need to worry about that. There's plenty of filth about here.
If there's anything we can do to pitch in while we're here,
yes.
Don't mind.
Like old times.
For the most part, there's always dish work to be done. There's always a good sweeping to be done. Every now and then, we'll give it a couple days before. This isn't to say that I don't trust you. There have been some, I'll say, curious folks that we've come across the past weeks that, we're limiting the children's interactions with outside peoples. It's,
What's happening?
Just, people coming by for adoptions that, I just get a sour feeling about. And I'm not sure y'all know this, but you might know this because you're with the guild, yeah?
Yeah.
There was a time before the guild, especially before the mining guild, where there was a lot of, they used, there's no kind way to say it, they used children for labor. That was essentially eliminated once the guilds were formed and regulations were put into place. Mm-hmm. But there were times even back then where, you know, big uppity businessmen came and just basically faked trying to adopt children. And it gives me that, it was just a feeling like I had back then. Mm. That I just didn't trust it, so.
Well, it sounds like you have good gut instinct.
I sure hope so. Either that or indigestion.
I didn't say this, but...
Sorry.
Sorry, Boko.
Were they cultists by any chance?
What do cultists look like?
I don't know. Did they say anything about, you know...
culty stuff.
Any kind of deity alignment?
Not that I recall. They're, okay.
Maybe I'm just paranoid from our encounter with the dryads.
Well...
Yeah, they didn't... I know they didn't... subscribe to Lady Istra. They more or less seemed like just a nice I'll say that with quotations. Mm-hmm. A nice just married couple looking for a child, but there was something, I don't know if it was the body language, the words that they used, something didn't feel quite right.
We are actually the consultants. Mm-hmm. And if it's not good for Boko or myself to have interactions with the children, what if we helped you with this? Just checking into it is all I'm saying. I'm not saying we'd...
We could investigate.
We could investigate. Boko's actually an up-and-coming investigator.
Mm-hmm. Quite good at it.
I have the hat
actually.
And everything.
It's interesting. Oh, you have a hat? That's something. That's, I want to say yes, but at the moment I don't even know how to point you in the right direction. I turned them away, and that was more or less that. There was a moment, I believe, where Father Lorden had to shoo away a couple of people that had been trying to, thought they were just trying to steal from the pantry, but considering the timing, it didn't feel right to me either. So.
Well, how about this? We'll keep our eyes and ears open. Mm-hmm. Boko's eyes actually go in two different directions.
Yeah, check this out.
Oh!
And Marion has some big ears.
I have huge ears. I rub my hands open.
Oh, you're a fun little bunch. You complement each other very well.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks,
we got
Mama.
All our bases covered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ziggy's nose is like 8 inches long.
He has a very fancy palate and a very fancy nose. He knows when something stinks.
All right,
if you could give us a description of the suspicious
So there was... Yes. So the man had... He had dark hair. And there were really two things that I noticed about him. His eyes were almost red.
Oh.
And he had a chipped front tooth.
Does that fit Baroon's description?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
And the woman had, she had red hair, but she had like a scar on her right eyebrow.
Maroon had red eyes. Mm-hmm. Was the man human, did you say?
They both were, I believe.
Scar on right eye of the woman?
Right eyebrow.
Right eyebrow.
I feel like red eyes would stand out. It doesn't sound that common.
Mm-hmm.
We met someone with a similar description, and he was very bad news, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
You've got good instincts.
That's not particularly comforting, but also... What are the chances we would have come across the same man?
That's true.
Is Baron... Wait. He's not the one who turned into fire and vanished.
Right? He was. Okay. Yeah, he was the head one. Yeah.
Human male, dark hair, red eyes. Oh my god.
He didn't happen to catch fire on his way out, did he?
I mean, his anger was kind of fiery after I turned him away, but...
Oh, he got angry.
No actual flames, no.
Did he have much knowledge of plastics?
I don't think he worked there.
I can't say that that came up.
I think that was a...
Just checking our bases.
Okay. Just, this seems far-fetched, but was he wearing a red feathered cloak when he came in?
I don't recall if he had a cloak that he was wearing. He was wearing dark clothing and, like, heavy boots, I recall that. I was more focused on, honestly, it's a really bad chip in his tooth. I was one of those things where you're like looking him right in the eyes and then you see the tooth and you're trying to not look at the tooth. So you just look harder at the eyes. Mm-hmm. So it went back and forth a couple times.
How recently did you meet this guy?
It's been, this was about a week and a half ago. And then about 4 days after that is when Father Lorden shooed some people out of our seemingly breaking into our pantry there.
That's very helpful information. We will consult on this. We're going to do good work for you.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that.
Someone tried to steal from the pantry, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Father Lorden shooed them away, and it was assumed that at the time that he assumed that they were trying to break into the pantry, but the timing of it felt unsettling to Mama.
How do you spell Lorden?
It is LORDAHN.
Okay. Thank you, Mama.
Thank you.
And thanks for your time so far.
No trouble at all. Of course, you can have my time.
I know you're very busy.
It's so good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
I'm already seem busier than Sara, if I'm honest. She said she was busy, but...
There's different standards of busyness in this town.
Yeah, I'm learning that.
I thought we might, if it's okay with you, Ziggy, see your place before we hit the hay. It's not quiet, is it? Twilight now.
We're moving on in, like, it were dusk. Dusk is definitely happening. I mean, Mama's, you know, she's still gonna be up and at it, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully help Father Lorden get the kids down within the next hour or two, but then she's gotta, like, you know, get things set for tomorrow. She's probably gonna go off into the chapel area to say some prayers, as her usual habit. So yeah, they're gonna be quite a few hours before everyone's down.
I don't know if it's too late, Ziggy.
No, I mean, I have to head that way anyways if you wanted to come by. It is a little bit of a walk. It's just past the north side connection between this area and the industrial area.
I'm up for a walk if you're okay with it, Boko.
Sure. Is it safe? Are there ruffians about?
Safe-ish.
I'll bring my sword.
I mean, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Now I almost hope we run into a ruffian.
Yes.
Boko can take him out. Well, we'll be back later tonight, Mama.
All right.
I'm sure I'll see you.
I'll have the bedding ready for you by the time you get back?
You don't have to make them or anything. About it. You just
not trouble at all. Probably just set you up in the mess hall there in the corner for you.
Okay. Oh, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, we've got even camping gear. We got bed rolls and things, so you don't need to worry about it at all.
All right, I'll just put a little light out then.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, Ziggy, you lead the way.
Sounds good. And I'll just start taking us north, up through the district. Once we get to kind of the furthest away distance where you can kind of still see the orphanage in vision, I'm going to just turn around and stop for a second and stare.
for probably like a minute or two, and then just keep going and lead everybody further north.
Okay. You before okay? y'all,
yeah.
Before y'all fully depart, so Mama's gonna give you a huge hug on your way out as well. Of course.
Yes.
Just like you get a little teary eye, just like it's just so good to see you. And then another thing that I forgot before y'all, well, as y'all were leaving the tea house, those of you who drank the tea,
oh no,
oh,
you get.
Good thing it wasn't the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, no, but no. Each of the teas had a different effect.
Cool. Oh, fine. No, I wish we had tried two different ones so we could hear them.
The
Ziggy spit his out. Haha.
Yes, yes. For those who fully consumed the Phoenix Oolong, for the next 24 hours,
whoa,
you have resistance to fire damage and five temporary hit points until they are used up.
Cool.
What? Well, we gotta go back to that tea house.
I'm going to warn you.
Yes.
If you get another tea, it will replace the previous tea's effect.
No, 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 just no, so of we're course. Clear. I just meant now just I so want to try them all.
Swamp water.
Tell my siblings to. We need to try all of them.
At that point, that'll be a die roll as to what effect that has.
Okay, for 24 hours. And then how many temporary hit points?
Five.
Okay.
Nice.
Whoa.
Hence the warming from within Phoenix Oolong.
That's cool. Okay.
All right. So yes, you can continue.
Yeah, so after taking a minute, we'll keep leading us forward down a path quite familiar with, walking from here all the way back to... I'm trying to remember, what's the separation between this district and the industrial? Is there anything in particular?
So the... I mean, it's... You're going to move into, geez, I actually haven't thought about the specific separations, but you are moving away from some of those more, like, intricate, regal-like stone and marble structures into an area that's, like, honestly a little bit smoggy. There's some factory stuff going on, but a lot of the larger factories are a little more eastward in that district, kind of right up along the lower edges of Mount Munt. The kind of western northwestern gets a little more sparse, but it's great because that allows more land for being able to have something like the junkyard and the trash heap sort of thing. So
if there are any sights to see on the way, I'll point them out to Boko as we go, as we walk.
There are certainly sights, yes. Wow. Off the top of my head. Well, maybe you might have passed the afternoon delight.
There's a tavern. It's really good.
It's bustling.
So, as you are heading off towards Ziggy's place, you have, well, something catches your eye entering into that kind of western, northwestern area. This of the... factory district. There is on one side of the road kind of a pyramid-like structure of what looks like old metal and wooden scraps. It kind of has a little bit of an upcycled look to it. There are some occasional crate-like structures here and there, and it's just a patchwork of reused materials that have been kind of melted and fused together in places. There have also been like various ropes and like cloths that have been used to lash pieces together, and it is a bit of a patchwork, but it's not like... it's not unappealing. Like, there does seem to be some sort of, like, artistic, you know, placement of these scraps and pieces. It has a bit of a pleasant feel to it, but, like, if you kind of squint and tilt your head, you know? It's like, oh, that's good. That could be nice. And then kind of in the, like, off of that, there are some similar smaller periods about this large property space in what, again, seems like kind of an intentionally placed, kind of randomized matter. It's reads as a little bit of a blatant attempt to have like an artistic replication of the central pyramid and just put it in nice ways. You would recognize this as the trash heap.
Don't look at it. Don't give it the recognition.
See, so you
like, close in that there? Eye. Right?
Across the street would be the junkyard. Would you care to describe the junkyard and its layout?
Sure. I mean, from a distance, you don't see much other than fencing and occasional pieces of scrap kind of just poking up over the top. There is a sign at the entrance that says the junkyard. And then when you enter in, it is kind of just a big open space. Piles fairly well organized of different materials and things around. Different types of small sculptures, mechanical things, some functioning, some not, by the looks of it, spread all over. And then a couple of buildings in the area that look like one larger warehouse that looks like it's kind of been converted into more of a home living situation. And then one smaller warehouse that looks more like a large shed that is kind of off to the side. And little dirt road, so to speak, kind of going between the different buildings and the different piles out in the yards.
Okay. So that's the junkyard. Something that catches your eye, Ziggy.
And it's filthy.
Huge.
Something that catches your eye, Ziggy, as you approach, is... it looks like someone slapped a sold sign over the over the junkyard sign.
Are you moving?
No, that shouldn't be there, and I'm going to climb up and rip it off.
Okay, you rip it off, yeah. Not terribly crazy, but odd.
Mm. Do I see, besides that, any other signs that people have broken in?
Give me a perception check.
Natural one.
You don't see anything. You toss that sign away, and it's like, looks just like home.
Yeah. Don't know what happened there. Maybe it just blew in.
This is pretty cool, Ziggy.
What are the odds, right?
What's inside the warehouses?
I mean, one's where I live. The other is storage.
Which one did you gesture? Was it the big one you gestured to for the one you live in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, this is my place. I know it's very filthy out here, but I try to keep it organized with all the different materials and things. Mm. And you can probably see what looks like different attempts at making the hoverboard I have kind of strewn about the area in different levels of completeness.
Are there any robots with legs or anything?
No robots with legs. There are some crude sculptures that are somewhat humanoid-like.
Cool.
Do you design these yourself? Just little guys?
For a time, and then I realized organic stuff, not really my strong suit.
Mm.
Moved on from that pretty quickly.
Okay.
But it was good practice.
Experimenting.
Learning to weld and that kind of thing. Mm. Combine metals.
How long have you lived here?
Oh, my whole life.
What?
Do your parents live? Did you? What?
Your parents raised here?
I grew up here.
You weren't raised here, though.
Did you come here, like, after school?
No, like, this is where I've been my whole life.
Mm.
Sorry, I'm getting caught up on the specific language.
I feel like you're being a little cagey. Do your parents live here?
They're here.
Are they inhumed?
Do they?
I don't think I know that word.
Do you have a mausoleum here?
No.
Okay.
It's better than exhumed.
Yes.
Can we meet them?
I mean, if you really want to, sure.
Well, if you're up to it, if there's no prying.
It doesn't bother me.
I'd like to see your place, but if they're busy,
to see,
you know,
everything.
It's fine if we...
We can do it another time, too.
Yeah.
Like, this is a
it's
really nice
late,
introduction.
So,
it is. It's getting really dark
out here. You
guys seem
to feel like this is a much bigger deal than I do,
and
I'm confused.
You're being a bit cagey, and it's making me uncomfortable.
I'm not used to hosting.
Oh. Okay.
I've been alone here for a long time.
Yeah.
You not have to host us?
Yeah, are we intruding?
No, I'm happy to show you around. I just...
Okay.
Trying to match the expectation here, and it's not a strong suit.
You're doing great.
Yeah. Yeah.
This place
Excellent.
Is fabulous.
Then, sure, I guess I'll, if you guys want to see the house.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, it's both exactly how you described and yet totally different. Mm-hmm. It's very cool. And it is huge. It's way bigger than I expected.
Yeah, same. I could get lost here, I think.
Yes.
Well, thank you. And then I'll walk us over to the main entrance then.
Okay. So you walk on over to the main entrance. As you get closer and closer to the main entrance, you start to hear sounds coming from with inside your home. And if there are windows, you can catch the occasional silhouette move back and forth inside of your home.
Oh, your parents are home. They're inside.
Oh, okay.
Stay back.
Huh?
And
I'll stop, but yeah, in my tracks.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to pull out the horn.
Okay.
And just shout into the horn, "Get out." And then activate it towards the front door.
Okay. Ooh. All right.
Oh.
So you activate it. The describe your door. Is it like a wooden door? Is it like a metal roll up thing? What kind of tell me what kind of blowing off this door should do.
The door itself is just a wooden wooden door.
Okay.
The building itself is fairly structurally sound. It's a metal warehouse like thing.
Okay. So door blasts open. And you hear from inside, "What on earth was that?" And after a few moments, a pachyderm comes out the front door. He has kind of slender for a pachyderm, but he's still broad as far as most bipedal creatures are concerned. He's got this slate gray skin and these like finely like filed and polished toenails. Kind of has his trunk draped out, like does the like the elbow bend with the floppy wrists, and just has his trunk draped over one arm. He has more of the oval ears than less of the oval ears, more of the triangular kind of elephant ears. And his tusks have these fine curves that are polished and shaved to a fine point with like these little shiny brass caps on them. And you immediately recognize this as Butch. It's like, "No, I thought, you know, I had heard your contract ended like 2 weeks ago, so I thought maybe you died or something."
So, do I look dead?
Apparently not, but, well, I already put out in the news that this would be the new annex for the trash heap.
I'll give you 10 seconds to leave or you'll be dead.
Oh, yeah?
I pull out my sword.
And he snaps his fingers and from behind him, kind of fanning out from this doorway, come a, one that just kind of looks like a dude. Just an average build, average size dude, plain clothes, but he has a double-handed sword on his back. There is a bugbear. He's kind of short for a bugbear, but a bit wide, and he has these kind of tufts of hair. His sideburns kind of make him look like a gibbon a little bit. He has these ratty shorts that don't quite fit, but he's barefoot and has like this obscenely large V-neck on it, which also I forgot to point out. Butch has large, brightly covered overalls. They are somewhat fashionable. They seem to be tailor-made, but it hangs kind of low on the torso, and he has a very like offensively low-cut V-neck. He has rolled cuffs on the sleeves. So the bugbear's V-neck kind of mirrors what's going on with Butch. And then there is a woman with slitted eyes and a short sword who wears this kind of green hooded cloak. And as they kind of fan out of the space, Butch is like, "Well, and you know, we can't have me lying to the press, so I guess maybe we should take care of you." And I need everyone to roll the initiative.
Shoot. I guess we can have you lying on your... Ooh.
18.
Okay.
17.
18, 17. And Kate?
6.
6. 18, 17, three. And 6. But that is where we're going to call it until next time.
Oh.
We're gonna kill Butch. Yep. Oh, yeah. No mercy. He's dead.
He's dead. He sucks, man.
He's a Sackville Baggins.
Kind of, sort of. But yes, y'all have, wow, a lot of little things and essence coming into play. We get to a place where we get to tie in a little more background rivalries and relationships and other
Your little secrets come to bear.
I need to do the math on how long it's been since we encountered Beirun. And whether or not it was before or after.
Right? Yes.
Is the chip...
I'm literally like, so, do I have to go re-listen to the episode? Is the chipped tooth something one of us did?
Right? Yeah.
I'm
going
to... The episode that encounter would have happened in... this is just a calendar perspective from in-game. It would have been Friday the 16th. And this day is the end of Monday the 26th. So it has been...
A week and a half.
About a week and a half, yeah.
Okay.
This is why significant digits are important. About a week and a half is very different than exactly a week and a half.
It's true. It's a very good point. That was episode 11.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But, well... Got some exciting. It's been I guess we haven't really had combat since Leiden, so well, I guess it'll
I'm
be
stoked.
Yeah,
this is gonna be so fun. We've got fifth levels to work with now, so this will be a bit of a fun little scrap, I hope.
Butch better count his teeth. He's gonna be taking them home in a bag.
And on that note, thank you for joining us. Clearly we got some people ready for a fight. Hope you'll join us next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.